And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Mexa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and we're in the Mighty 1090 studio with Pat McDonald, our good buddy from Western Outdoor News. You stay tuned. We're going to be talking a lot of fish here, yellowtail, tuna, and more. It's great. It's going to be fun. It's summer. Really? No, it's still May. Stay tuned. Southern California Sport Fishing Voice is Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Are you as excited about spring fishing as I am? The water stayed warm all winter, which means it's shaping up to be one of the best seasons ever to get out on the water. It's also shaping up to be one of the best seasons ever to visit your Ford dealer. The all-new F-150s are starting to roll in. With over 100 new patents, it's guaranteed to be a game changer. The new Mustang also has everyone buzzing. You've got to check it out. And the new Fusion, Focus, and Escape are better than ever. Fuel efficient and loaded with technology. There's as much interest in these new Fords as there is in spring fishing. In fact, Ford was the most searched automotive brand on Google last year. And once again, it's America's best-selling brand based on 2014 calendar year sales, which makes Ford the brand more people search, buy, and buy again. There's a lot to be excited about this spring, whether you're after tuna, yellowtail, halibut, or a brand new Ford. So visit your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Announcing Yamaha Outboards Wake Up the Season sales event. Now through June 17th. Purchase an eligible select new Yamaha 4-stroke outboard and get up to $500 in dealer credit. This exciting offer is only available during the Wake Up the Season sales event and only until June 17th. See your nearest Yamaha Outboards dealer for details or visit YamahaOutboards.com. Yamaha, reliability starts here.
This offer ends June 17th, 2015. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. See authorized participating Yamaha Outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Information is the key to success, and inside information is even better. When it comes to fishing, inside information is critical, and that's what FishDope.com delivers. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and save fuel. FishDope.com is the only SST service with a satellite oceanographic PhD on board, the only fish-finding service with a spotter plane. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com boasts the largest code group anywhere, covering sport boats, commercial boats, and private boaters. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. What I'm telling you is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, good luck. Membership costs less than 40 gallons of gas for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, stay tuned for the special code to save $20 on a FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
The new Shimano Torium HG is here, and you'll be able to experience this fantastic reel now at your local Shimano dealer. The new Torium is up to 30% smaller than the previous generation, but still has the same line capacity. The smaller S-compact body design and one-piece die-cast aluminum frame provides more rigidity and lighter weight. Torium now has EI surface treatment and is tested up to 700 times the corrosion resistance of past models. The new Shimano Torium HG is not only better on the outside, the inside is amazing, with a cross-carbon drag providing up to 24 pounds of drag pressure from a star drag reel. It has a sealed roller clutch and 6.2 to 1 brass gears. The machined aluminum handle has a larger knob to make it easy to crank in the big fish. The new lightweight aluminum spool gives you better casting and control. Available in three sizes, the Torium HG is the next evolution in compact, rigid, and powerful saltwater star drag reels. Get it now at your local Shimano dealers.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. What a fun show today, man. Not often we get Pat wrangled down for a couple hours. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, indeed. He's so busy putting out a great paper and running tournaments and all that kind of stuff. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning. Having a great time here already before the show.
Oh, yeah. It's like someday maybe we'll put the in-between stuff on the web or something like that.
No, we better not.
Yeah, that's probably not
safe. We probably shouldn't do that. Anyway, Pat just finished a Catalina white sea bass tournament that turned out to be a yellowtail tournament.
Yeah, good yellowtail fishing.
Those doggone white sea bass, they don't even show up for their own party. Yeah, and the weather kind of scared a few guys off. And but we actually, it turned out to be beautiful.
Nice.
Good yellowtail fishing, and actually not some bad, that's one way to put it, halibut fishing. White sea bass, not even around. There was one guy who caught one after the tournament. The Hubs people were down there scanning heads, and they had not one fish brought to the scale. So that just shows an indication of what's going on at Catalina as far as white sea bass. Not really happening this year, and it's been tough on the coast. So it's a different year completely, but we're getting other great fishing. So it's the old move my cheese kind of thing. You know, right. You have to adjust, and we're all adjusting. We have such good fishing right now. Let's not worry about the white sea bass. But the tournament was good. We had 117 guys, which wasn't bad. And great venue. They treated us great there. And everybody says,
Two Harbors, you know,
still a
yeah. And people are always concerned about, I know you didn't have a great turnout, but you're going to keep it. Absolutely. It's a great tournament. I think next year it'll be bigger. And, the main thing is you put the tournament on, you satisfy the sponsorships, you treat everybody good, everybody has a good time, and that was what happened. So we got San Diego, a tournament coming up in September. We got Cabo doing La Paz here in about 2 weeks.
Is that a new venue? Have you guys done that before?
Well, it was originally going to be kind of set up as a tournament, but it turned out to be like a travel trip.
Okay.
You know, with Jill and Jonathan Roldan down at Tail Hunter. So it's really fun. The fishing's been so good down there now. It's been, was pretty slow for a while, but now it's really turning on because of the warmer water. Wahoo, marlin, tuna. God, Bart Hall got back from the East Cape, and it's just absolutely fantastic down there. So
yeah, he was at Rancho Lanero.
Yeah.
And we're going to be there a week. Week from today,
crazy,
our tournament starts at Rancho Leonero.
Yeah, so conditions just switched down there, and so it's really turning on right now. You think our fishing's good, their fishing down there has been fabulous. So, yeah, I'm going to do that in June. So there's a lot of things going on. We got so many things going on at the newspaper. It's unbelievable. It's hard to even keep up. But, you just kind of work ahead, and it's the tuna tournament coming up in November, and that's 16th annual. Been doing that for 16 years. It's been pretty interesting. And last year, of course, we had a real fun situation with the hurricane coming in about a month before. But we put the tournament on, 131.
Pretty amazing that got...
It was incredible. You go to the website and see the little tribute, slideshow that we have. And the website's Los... you think you have it on your...
WONews.com.
And then LosCabosTunaJackpot.com.
Okay.
So you look on that, you can see, that... That was a huge effect that the hurricane had on the area and how they turned it around so fast, because tourism is a big deal to the federal government coffers, so they had to get things going and take it under control. Putting a tournament on a month after a hurricane devastated the area, and I mean devastated. I got there and I did not look as if anything had really happened, unless you look closely. And somebody who's been down there year after year after year, you're like, okay, now I see.
Yeah.
But yeah, we have 100.
I mean, you saw some stuff as soon as you left the airport, how it made billboards look like pretzels.
But try to put a tournament on down there, and then all of a sudden the hurricane hits and you're thinking, should I put it on? Should I not put it on? Well, we never really considered not putting it on. We were going to have it whether we had 20 teams or 150, which is what we were projected at 150. We ended up with 131.
That's amazing.
That's great, man.
Thrilled.
That's cool.
People came down to party. They came to donate money. We set up a massive fund for helping rebuild the crew. The crew and the captains, they lost their homes or had them damaged. So people were just coming in handing us $5,000 checks. The vibe down there was so incredible. And people go down to party and they go down to fish. And it's not a charity tournament, but it really turned into a really good feeling. So we've got that coming up in November, and I think everybody wants to come down and
get back in,
yeah. Get out and fish, and $1,000 entry up to a $23,000. So you've got a real gamut of people coming down to fish. So all that stuff.
And then you have a tournament in San Diego in September.
Yeah, we do. It is in September. It's the week after Labor Day. It's September 4th and 5th. And
wow,
it's
good time.
Yeah, it's like $50 to enter. If you have a Yamaha on the back of your boat, it's one of the entries is free. And then you can put as many people on as your team as you want. Two is the minimum, and then $2,000 first prize, and then like 300 and 200 for second and third, plus some reels and rods and stuff like that. We give away so much stuff. We had 9 teams the first year after we canceled Ensenada, because I just had to put a tournament on. And so Steve Pinard said, yeah, you can do it.
Come on down.
9 teams. They had 2 weeks to do it to honor the sponsorships and everything. Last year, we kept it the same, 45 teams. So this year, who knows how many teams we'll have in September.
Especially with a good fishing.
Yeah,
year.
Such a perfect venue down there, too. You know, for
hosting a
tournament.
It's going to be a Dana Landing?
Yeah, Dana Landing.
Okay. And then hosting a tournament in San Diego just to have easy access to the lawn tramp and then all the facilities at Dana, fuel dock. It's easy to bring things into way. It's easy to, you know, perfect jump-off point for a guy to provision his boat with food and beer and, you know, and just everything that Dana Landing had. Like, that's just perfect. I mean, that's a perfect spot and the right time of year.
Absolutely. So Steve has been great. The staff's great. And we're going to have the taco, you know, I don't know, taco surfer, taco cart or whatever they call it down there. We're going to cater it. And so it's really going to be fun. Last year, I was like, wow, it feels like a little mini Cabo with the weighable fish or tuna and yellowtail, which is good. And what I want to point out here a little bit is in general terms is Western Outdoor News is, yes, it's a weekly, you know, we have digital editions on the paper now, archives. You can, anybody who's a subscriber, you get the digital editions, which means you can get the North and the South editions plus all the archives. You can actually find out if your picture was in the paper a month ago, you can go in there and do the search engine. You can find the page and the issue on the computer.
Like you were talking about, you wrote an article a couple of weeks ago about yellowtail and quoted Ryan Bostian when he was on the show with Rockcod Rick here. I was out of town.
Right.
And so I could go back and read that story.
Absolutely. And, of course, yeah. And, you know, I mean, instead of having the paper version, you have the digital, which can complement it. And it comes out Tuesday afternoon. So we have a little code there. You put it, you bookmark it. You just click on the bookmark. It comes up immediately. You can just sit there and flip pages over any issue you want to look at. Plus, we're kind of an events company, really. We run the two biggest professional bass tournaments in the country on the West Coast, up at Clear Lake, which is coming up, and then we've got the U.S. Open and Mead, two of the biggest. And ask anybody, any pro, if you're a pro and you want your name out there and your sponsors want you to enter those tournaments, and so the numbers have just skyrocketed. We do the Striper Derby, Big Bear, Trout Fest. We do so many things, plus the three Yellowtail tournaments and 5 trips. I mean,
you have an entire staff that just does events, right?
No, everybody kind of chips in. No. Billy Egan does the freshwater. I do the 3 saltwater, and then everybody does the charters. We have 30 charters a year that we do.
Pull those events off, it's a lot of work.
Well, yeah, you know, yeah. I mean, it's trying to put a weekly paper out and do all these events and everything else. But if everybody chips in, and it's kind of like, many hands lighten the load. Yeah. And so it works out. And it makes it fun, you know. I mean, everybody likes to be involved. And the industry wants the newspapers to be involved. If we were just a print publication coming out weekly, I think it would be difficult to stay alive. So I think the fact that we do a lot of different things. We're not radio. We're not TV. But we do have a website that's free. We do have the digital editions. You can get that. You can read Western Outdoor News anywhere in the world now, which is
nice.
That's
cool.
Yeah. For $25, you can get a digital-only edition. Because we don't mail to Cabo and that kind of places, or Iraq or wherever you might be.
So you can actually just subscribe to the digital edition. $25 a year.
$25 a year.
And how do you
do that?
That's
cool.
Just go on wonews.com and click on it, and then just put a credit card in, and we'll take your money.
And that's it.
And then you can read the paper. And
I think it's a good idea. And
the flip page thing technology now is just quite amazing. So in the old days, you know, you'd say, it's kind of clunky, you know, things don't work good. Believe me, it's not up until the last 4 or 5 years, about 3 years, that the digital technology has allowed newspapers to actually really be able to do the flip page. A lot of people just put the money, put the information into a website, like just a regular website. But if you want to actually read a paper with the ads in it, you know, the way it appears each week, the technology in there is now really quite good for the flip page format. If you just go to Western Outdoor News, you'll see. If you're a subscriber, you just put the code in and bookmark it once you do that. And then every time you go to it, it'll open up automatically. You don't have to keep putting the code in. And it's boom. It's like,
bam. So if you're a subscriber,
really cool.
Where do you get your code?
It's on your mailing label.
Oh, it's on your mailing label. So my my Western Arthur News is sitting right here.
Yeah.
And my code is right there.
Right.
There you go.
Yeah. Look at that. Yeah. I've just learned something.
There you go, man.
It's like Minerva will call me up in comments. She goes, oh, I heard you had a story like this, but I don't get the paper down here. And I give her the code. She can call up. She clicks it on it. And I say, just type under the search, you know, Minerva, boom. And then she'll go to the page and the issue, and she can read the story.
That's awesome. I think that's really cool.
Okay, I'm looking now at my label. For those of us that may be digitally
challenged.
Well, it's all described actually on the website.
Is it like five digits there? I see. Okay, right above your name.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Got
there.
It.
Yeah.
All right.
See so you go. Easy. You know, and so we've got a lot. We do really have a lot going on. We can talk about those during the show as people call in and. But there's a lot going on. I mean, so the fishing has been so good, and the last 2 years have been amazing for fishing. And now I guess we have an El Nino coming. There's a lot of good news out there. Yeah. I can't really say Mexico is making it easy on us, and we'll talk about that today, too.
Yeah.
But boy, it's just been an incredible bluefin already.
I think we're forgetting, too. It's May. It's still May. You know, it was so good last year, and it never really went away, and now it's kind of already back that you kind of lose track that normally right now, you know, 4 years ago right now, we're all still, oh, man, in another month or two, we might start to see something. It's on, and, like, now it's bluefin, it's yellowtail, it's Dorado and Opa on one-day trip. It's like, it's May still. It's crazy.
And Ken Frankie called me last night and said that the SAC spotter plane is in the air.
Nice.
And given the correct weather, he's going to call into the show today.
Hey, that'll be awesome.
We're going to get a live report from the air, seeing a lot of fish.
They're looking at so much bluefin.
One of the really important issues we need to cover is Mexico, but we got a great show for you today, and we're going to cover that.
Hey, we got a lot to talk about today this morning, Q, and we would love to have you join us. What a perfect time to have Pat on here. We're just going to be talking fishing, talking all kinds of fun. If you want to join us this morning, there's two ways you can reach us here on Let's Talk Hookup. And first is with our local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. Or you can reach us toll-free. Our toll-free number is 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. Your chance to give us a call, talk to Pat, and participate in all the fun on Let's Talk Hookup this morning. And not only are you going to get a chance to talk to the voice of Western Outdoor News, you are also going to get a shot at winning an awesome prize. And that's a three-quarter day trip aboard the San Diego at a C4 Sport Fishing. We've talked about how good that fishing has been on the San Diego all year. Now throwing in this component of bluefin, the great yellowtail fishing going on, an awesome opportunity for somebody at the end of the show today. Again, a three-quarter day trip to go fishing aboard the San Diego at a C4 Sport Fishing. If you want to get your shot at that great trip, or better yet, your chance to talk to Pat, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. When we come back, we're going to be taking those phone calls. Lots of great information coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Mark your calendar for the big event. The Longfin in Orange, Southern California's premier fishing superstore, is having a Shimano Day Saturday, June 13th. The Longfin will have Shimano, Power Pro, and G. Loomis factory representatives on hand to show you the latest rods and reels from Shimano One, the latest rods from G. Loomis, and all the new line from Power Pro. Power Pro experts will be on hand as well to teach you the best connections and talk about how to use Power Pro to improve your fishing. Inside the Longfin, there's a Shimano store within the store, and there'll be special offers available from Shimano, G. Loomis, and Power Pro for this one day only. The day starts off with Pete and Rick doing the Let's Talk Hookup radio show live from the entrance of the Longfin at 7. Plus, you can win great stuff in a big raffle with lots of giveaways. Shimano Day is Saturday, June 13th, starting at 7 at the Longfin, 2730 East Chapman, just off the 55 freeway in Orange. For directions or more information, check out the website at longfin.com.
You have probably heard others say it. We have the best fishing in Alaska. A bold statement, but when it comes to the ultimate Alaska experience, I mean truly immersed in all that this great state has to offer, plus incredible fishing. There is only one, Katmai Lodge. Just ask those that have been there. It is the Alaskan experience like no other, with all five species of Pacific salmon and some of the best rainbow trout fishing on the planet, right out your front door. Katmai Lodge is remote, yet offers all the amenities of a first-class lodge. Located on the shores of the famed Alagnac River, you are minutes away from giant king salmon, huge rainbow trout, and more in the comfortable Yamaha-powered boat fleet at Katmai Lodge. While you are headed for your day of fishing, you will encounter amazing Alaskan wildlife like bears, moose, eagles, and otters. Katmai Lodge boasts some of the finest guides for both conventional and fly fishing. There is so much to say about this amazing place. Best for you to just go to katmai.com and check it out for yourself. That's katmai.com or call 800-330-0326 for the fishing adventure of a lifetime.
Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com.
Your hook is one of the most important parts of your fishing tackle, and that is why you should use the hook that sets the standard for quality and innovation. Gamakatsu. As Japan's leading hook manufacturer and growing at an amazing pace, Gamakatsu is responsible for introducing a unique tempering process to give Gamakatsu hooks superior strength and durability. Plus, the conically needle-honed points stay sharp. Gamakatsu offers a hook for every fishing situation, including the finest one-piece ringed hooks, light wire, standard and heavy-duty live bait hooks, and the popular Nautilus circle hooks. Get Gamakatsu hooks at your favorite tackle store and stay connected to that fish of a lifetime.
For Rancho Leonero, here's John Ireland.
You know, it's interesting because the ranch has probably a higher percentage than most of the hotels of guests that don't fish. And it's nice on the beach. You've got the beautiful reef right in front of the hotel that you can dive on. And that swimming pool is right there hanging over the water. And it's a very popular spot as well. And the kids tend to bunch up and the wives tend to get to be friends. And what's happened over the years is a lot of families met down at the ranch and got to be friends and planned their vacation so they come down at the same time. We're kind of unique for the fact that I think we're really the last of the old Baja fishing style hotels. So we're proud of that, and we're going to hang on to that image. We're going to be around for the next couple decades at least.
At Ranch Leonero, we don't want to be bigger. We want to be better. We keep it simple, old Baja style. Rancho Leonero, we get a lot of guests that come back two or three times a year. RanchoLeonero.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Are you digital copy?
Yeah,
right?
No, I
saw you doing that during the break. That's
out.
Cool.
So you go on WONews.com, you go to the right side, it says digital edition, and then it shows you kind of the guide of what numbers to put in there. Step by step, even I figured it out.
I'm with you. I think that's really cool. I think that's a great idea you guys have.
Really a good idea for that digital edition. You can take it anywhere you're going to go or read it anywhere you are.
You're going on the plane, you get your iPad, you just whip it out, you check out the whole thing.
Download it right in there.
I think it's cool.
Yeah, for a guy who gets stationed over, let's say, in Afghanistan, to me, taking it to the full length of it. Because he wants to keep track of fish and all that.
Absolutely, man.
He just, you know, he can actually see it over there. If they have web access, they can see it anywhere in the world. So a lot of people back east, you do the tournament. There's a guy in Norway that fishes every year in Japan, and we just give them the code, and then they read the paper that way. But we have the Facebook and the website and everything for the tournament. But it's kind of cool to say, hey, you want to read the newspaper? And they're like, yeah, sure. And
there
then
it
they can see it. And it comes on Tuesday afternoon, whereas the paper might come to your mailbox
Wednesday,
Thursday, Friday, even Saturday, depending on the mail service. We're in no control of that. The paper is printed the same time the digital edition is done, but it's snail mail.
How many phone calls have you gotten over the years? Where's my copy? It's like, I can promise you, we send them the same day. We send them every time for the last 50 years.
We pay the same rate as Sports Illustrated. It's just that for some reason they don't treat the print.
It's
a different program. Yeah,
so you just heard a new sponsor on Let's Talk Hookup. It's been a work in progress for quite a while, and that is Katmai Lodge in Bristol Bay, Alaska.
Yeah.
They're on board, and we actually have scheduled a trip to Katmai Lodge in 2016.
Okay.
So that's going to be in July 9th through July 13th. We only have 12 spots available. They discounted the price to us. It's a very expensive place to go. I'm going to tell you right now. Basically, it's the ultimate Alaska type of thing, but it's a $4,000 trip for a four-day trip plus your airfare. But I've been there four times, and I'm going to tell you, it is
the best trout in the world, right?
Trout, salmon experience. I mean, it's not just a fishing trip. I mean, you're literally in the river with brown bears right next to you. Pat, you've been up in that area, right?
Yeah, I've been there. I've not been to that lodge,
yeah.
But I know that it's absolutely gorgeous. And
It's unbelievable. I mean, moose, bears, I mean, just all the Alaskan wildlife. And then the fish are, like, they're giant, you know. These fish are giant. And they do have halibut options, too, if you want to do that. But it's a freshwater deal. But we're going in the prime time of king salmon season.
Oh, rad.
So, yeah, which is catching a king in the river, a huge king, a Bristol Bay king that comes out. Of course, Bristol Bay is where all those TV shows originate, you know, all those salmon guys. So you can imagine the amount of salmon that go up the Alagnak River. It's enormous. So we're going to be there during king season, during sockeye season. There's going to be chum salmon in the river, and then those giant rainbow trout. That time of the year, the giant rainbow trout eat mouse patterns. So basically, you flip your lure or your jig that looks like a mouse, and these things just erupt on it. And it's just, I mean, you talk about the ultimate surface iron action.
Right.
That's it.
How big of a trout could you realistically see that time of year?
30 inches.
Oh, my.
32 inches.
I mean, think about
it's like a steelhead.
I would say a legal barracuda is 28 inches. Talk about a trout that's bigger than that.
Yeah. And these are a wild Alaskan. Just
that's cool.
So
that's
anyway,
way cool.
It's so much of an experience. If you've always wanted to look for the ultimate Alaska experience, like deep in the deep in the woods,
the real
deep
deal.
In the tundra. This is tundra. This is way up there. It's up in Bristol Bay, which is North Alaska. You have to overnight in Anchorage and then go in. Take a serious look at this trip. I know our friends Rich and Peggy Top already signed up.
That's cool.
The first day they saw, they've been there before. They go, we're going.
That's right.
So, and
how
we only
cool.
have 12 spots. It's Katmai Lodge. Go to our trips page, hookup1090.com, and check out all the details on their website, katmai.com, and go with us. And you got plenty of time to plan for it. July of 2016, but the trip's going to fill up. So
yeah.
Don't think too much.
That's pretty darn cool. Right. Well, the phones are definitely packed up, and everybody's excited to talk to Pat. Again, if you want to get your shot to get through, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. Let's go to Craig's on the line right now. Good morning, Craig.
What's up, Pete? How are you doing today?
Very good, Craig. Nice to hear from you. So our good friend from Northern California went fishing with Craig in the San Francisco Bay. Craig's a guide, and your website is Argo Fishing, right?
You got argofishing.com.
Argofishing.com. And yeah. And Craig's the doc said this guy is great, and you wouldn't believe the kind of fish we catch. So you got to get him on the air. You got to get him on the show. So I shot Craig an email, and he's going to tell us all about fishing in San Francisco Bay. Because when you go to San Francisco, I mean, comes to my mind is great restaurants, beautiful scenery, a lot of fun. I mean, Pat, I don't know what comes to your mind when you think. But I don't really think about it. I look out on the bay, and I look at the wind and the cold, and I think, I don't really think about fishing. But you guys have quite a fishery up there, don't you? Oh, I guess we lost Greg. We're going to hear that. ArgoFishing.com. If you want to look at the website.
ArgoSportFishing.com.
ArgoSportFishing.com. So Craig's coming back here. But he said that he's on the bay fishing, right? All right. You're back with us, Craig, huh?
I'm back, yeah.
All right. So tell us about
ArgoSportFishing. I heard all about that bay. Yeah, we got a lot of water out here. I can tell you that. When you look out in San Francisco, believe me, there's a lot of fish out here, too. I think we have one of the California. World as far as fishing goes. I mean, right now we're drifting out here in the bay. You know, we're past Alcatraz and out here in the middle and fishing for striped bass and halibut at the moment, drifting around with live anchovies. But our salmon bite's just starting too. So salmon outside the gate, we have one of the best salmon fisheries anywhere, and it's just starting right now. So you can fish for sharks, halibut, striped bass, rockfish out here. It's almost a year-round sturgeon during the wintertime. We got a lot going on.
Wow, I know our friend Dr. Gary Furness from Northern California took his daughter out and said just you caught so many fish. It was pretty amazing. So it's a kid-friendly program too, right?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. My boat is what we call a six-pack. I take a maximum of six people. So we really cater to the folks that come out. We have a lot of tourists and a lot of new people and a lot of kids. And, of course, we have our regulars as well, but you know, and I'm not the only six-pack. We have quite a few boats that run out of the wharf. We do the same thing. Everyone up here I think does a really nice job, especially the smaller boats. I mean, we're not that small. We have a lot of room for six people, but at the same time, myself and the deckhand, you know, it's a lot of personal service. And so on the bay, we can do that. You know, if we have a little bit of wind, we can still fish. The ocean's a little bit different, but you know, it's excellent fishing. I mean, especially like, for instance, we do a lot of catch and release shark fishing. And it's great for kids and family. We have kids and family come up. There's no seasickness. We throw the fish back, and they get something that pulls real hard. And, you know, they get to say, oh, I caught a shark. So it's pretty neat fishing.
Now, what kind of sharks are you catching?
We're getting – our target species are leopard sharks.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they pull hard. They get up to, you know, 5-6 feet is a real big one, but in that 5-foot range. We also get soup fin, and we also get 7-course smoothhound, which is a brown, you know, so-called sand shark. But the soup fins get real large, too. We get them 6-7 feet and very teethy. They look like a real shark. And the seven gills actually get up to 300 pounds plus.
Wow.
Target.
And that's cool that it's all catch-and-release fishery.
Catch-and-release, yeah. I mean, some folks do keep the leopards. You can't eat them. It's not my personal thing. I just really believe in throwing them back. But it's a great thing for kids and family.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Sounds like a really... So now, okay, so again, my idea of San Francisco Bay, looking out at a lot of wind, but there's places you can tuck away where there's no wind?
Yeah, there are. I mean, although, you know, we can usually fish. More winds, we have those. But, you know, like today we're drifting around. Calm right here in the middle of the bay. And it's pretty easy fishing. You know, out in the ocean, too, this time of year it starts to get a little nicer. You think about San Francisco, and you know, it's not.
Yeah, well, we're kind of breaking up there, in and out, Craig. But
the summer is close.
Yeah,
by the beach.
Well, Craig, we're kind of breaking up there. Sorry about that. But if somebody wants to come fishing with you, ArgoSportFishing.com is the website, right?
Say it again, Pete.
You're breaking up in and out pretty badly. So if somebody wants to come fishing with you. ArgoSportFishing.com?
Yeah, or ArgoFishing.com.
Or ArgoFishing. Either one does it. ArgoFishing.com. And the boat's beautiful. If you look at the website,
awesome.
It's a big, solid, sturdy boat. So it's not a little bass boat or something like that out in the bay. So
no, it's got a big keel and it's 11 tons, so it's pretty good size.
It's a real Northern California boat. So, very good, Craig.
Very cool.
Sure, it sounds like fun. And thanks to Dr. Gary Furness for turning us on to you. And if you go in San Francisco, you want to get a little fishing in, ArgoFishing.com. Thanks, Craig. Thanks for the call this morning.
You got it. Thank you, Pete. Good luck to you.
All right. Well, hey, let's jump back into the phones, which are all packed up. And why don't we start it off this morning with Don, who's calling us from Woodland Hills. Don, thanks for getting us started here this morning on the phones.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I'm actually on the road today. Enjoy listening to the radio program, whatever way I can get it. Hey, Pat, kudos to you and Western Outdoor News. You are my year-round friend when I can't get on the water, and I can't say enough good things about you. Other than just thank you very much for what you guys do.
I appreciate it very much. Thanks for being a customer.
Long-time customer. I won't tell you how long. my other question has to do with fish processing out of Seaforth, guys. What are my options when I go out of Seaforth for quality processing?
Well, I would say there are a couple of options. And it kind of depends a little bit. You know, when we had Sean and Rosie on the show last time, they'd mentioned this. The biggest thing I would say with those guys, so there's lots of options. You know, there's obviously getting your fish processed on the boat is always an option. If you were wanting to use the fisherman's processing option, the biggest thing is just to call those guys ahead of time. I would say they're super accommodating. And as Sean and Rosie said, depending on the flow of traffic of long range boats, a lot of times if they have the staff and the ability to, if you give them a heads up ahead of time, they will literally just meet you at Seaforth and take up your fish as if it were at the other three landings. If that option doesn't exist for them, meaning there's, you know, the Royal Polaris and the Royal Star and the American Angler are all coming in the same day and the staff requires them to be there, you have two options as far as fish goes. You can just take them the whole fish, bring it right to the front door at Fisherman's Processing. They will take care of it for you. Or you can take your previously filleted fish on the boat and bring it to them in a cooler and have them, you know, clean and dress it the Fisherman's Processing way and vacuum pack it.
Yeah, so, that's two options there. And The best way thing to do is just to call them. See what their
exactly.
availability is. Call them the day before you leave and just say, hey, I'm going on the
Tribute, whatever.
Yeah, it's and are you going to be, can you meet me at C4 Sport Fishing?
Yeah.
Or what should I do?
I'm coming
and
home.
They'll have the answer.
I got a 3-day on the Eclipse. We come back on Tuesday at 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
I really want to have you guys take care of my fish. What should I do? That kind
yeah.
of thing.
Now, I do know, Don, if you're going on the Friends of Rallo trip, the Wicked Tuna, the Tuna Wars
right.
trip, which is gearing up, and there's still 6 spots left on the Tribute. So if you want to go on the Tribute with Captain Paul Hebert, I don't know. My money's on Paul Hebert with the Tuna Wars.
I'm feeling
he's going to do pretty well. And, you know, the Tribute's great, Mike. And, of course, the guys on the Eclipse are fantastic, too. But Paul's just kind of got that thing going.
You think
so,
he's just going to put it over the edge.
Yeah. And, of course, everybody, the winning team's going to get the custom jacket. Tuna Wars champion.
That's right.
So, anyway, if you want to go on that, I know Sean and Rosie are going to be available for processing for both of those trips, the 2-day trips there.
Yeah, I did a day and a half trip on the Tribute last year, and there was a representative from Fisherman's Processing that was there actually for another boat, but happy to accommodate, and they were picking up people's fish as well. So I think it's one of those things, if you give them an appropriate heads up and there's not too much going on that they have enough staff to cover, they'll come down and pick it up just for you like normal.
Hey, very good. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Speaking of Friends of Rallo and the Tuna Wars, and hopefully, Pat, you're going to come and attend this. Don't forget, the Wicked Tuna Captain's Reception is going to be Monday, June 15th at the Valley High Restaurant on Shelter Island. I want to thank the guys over at the Valley High for Larry and Tommy for really taking good care of Friends of Rallo.
And what a cool spot for that, too.
Gosh.
I mean, nothing like going to the Valley High.
Yeah.
And best view in San Diego for sure.
They're
going to
lay out a tremendous array of hors d'oeuvres for everybody. As part of the deal, there's going to be a no-host bar. We're going to have a big raffle and silent auction where you can have a chance to go fishing with either Paul or Dave Marciano.
That's
back
so rad.
In Boston.
That's so
which is
cool.
Really cool. And all the money raised, of course, goes to Friends of Rallo. There's going to be a lot of celebs there, like Captain Frank Lopresti, and maybe we can get Pat McDonald there. I'll be there. Ricky, maybe you'll be there. And if we can get them off the water, it depends on where the fish are.
I think
biting,
I'll be on
right?
my way to Sitka.
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
You'll be
yeah,
in
I'll
Sitka.
Yeah, I'll be on my
you'll
way.
Be,
to, I'll be
fishing.
At Kingfisher.
You'll
yeah.
be at Kingfisher
yeah.
Charters.
Otherwise,
right.
there's no question.
Yeah,
would
you
be
would
there.
Be there. It's $25. All the money raised, all the profits go to Friends of Rallo. And like I say, there'll be silent auction, raffle, and just a really good time. Get to rub elbows with Captain Paul Hebert and Captain Dave Marciano. Tickets are available at Friends of Rallo. .org or RalloKids.org, RalloKids.org, or you can buy tickets now at Dana Landing in Mission
nice.
Bay, $25. Dana Landing will, if you want to go get a ticket to the event, just go to Dana Landing, $25, and you're in.
I think it's really cool you guys made it affordable for everybody, too. $25 is and plenty. It's a great donation because the money's going to the right spot, but it's affordable, and it's going to be a really fun night. And like you say, such a cool venue, and just to get to see those guys and rub elbows and have some fun and have a Mai Tai at the Valley High and the sundown on a Friday with all the guys, on the day of the event. It's just going to be really cool. So
yeah.
I just think that's awesome.
But I want to caution you. Get together and get your tickets now.
Oh, no doubt.
It's already half filled up.
Cool.
So we can only take a certain number, and we're already halfway there, and it's 2 weeks away. So the 2 weeks from Monday.
And I want to caution you on the Valley High Mai Tai. So that
two
cautions going out.
Yeah. yes. Good caution. Have you had a Valley High Mai Tai?
Yeah, for like $11. Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm telling
you
they're
pretty
what,
strong.
Best.
They're,
yeah, that is such a cool spot. You guys picked the perfect venue for it. Really cool spot.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's awesome. What a fun event that's going to be.
Yeah, good
Let's
spot.
Jump back in the phone.
You got it, man. How about this time we talk to Matt? Matt's calling us from La Mesa this morning. Matt, good morning. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, Matt.
Yo, Matt.
You got me, guys?
Gotcha.
Loud and clear.
All right. A couple of things. One, I got a new personal best on white sea bass a few weeks back with Brendan Hayward. 46 pounds.
Hey, congratulations, Matt. That's awesome.
That's
yeah,
amazing.
Pretty stoked about that.
You should be.
And speaking of white sea bass, Pat, what do you do in a situation with a tournament that is a, quote, white sea bass tournament and none are caught? The money that people put in for the the options on that, what happens to that money? Does that get transferred over to the next species?
Oh, it goes into my bank account. No, it, we write checks to all the teams, give their money back minus 10%.
Okay.
Yeah, for the optional. The, all the other money was given away. So I think it was a total of, if we hadn't given away the given back the $4,000 to the anglers, it was about $20,000 we gave away plus another $25,000 in prizes. For boy, it was it was a lot of stuff to give away to 117 guys. So it was like some guy.
Those guys were rewarded for dealing with the weather.
The weather was gorgeous. I mean, I was out there with my shirt off coming across the channel on Friday. It was supposed to be blowing and rain, and it did. But halfway across the channel at about noon, I was like, I woke up from a nap. I go, oh, my God, it's gorgeous. Went out there, took my shirt off, had a beer. We're crossing, taking all the prizes across on a big trawler, friend of mine's boat, and I go, what happened to the weather? You know, it's like no wind. So it wasn't such bad weather. On the backside for a white sea bass, it's always kind of lousy, no matter what. Very few days back there are really pleasant. But it's actually quite a good weekend of weather. Catalina is not like other places.
It's like an eddy, its own little world.
You know, it's like almost a Catalina eddy, we call it, which, you know, so it looks really lousy and the offshore buoys are going crazy. The island is actually much better than everywhere else. So,
I just want to throw, speaking of that tournament, I just want to throw such an encouragement to people to try that tournament atmosphere that you guys put on, especially the one that really catches my eye, obviously knowing how cool that Seabass tournament is, but that one in San Diego there, being in the tournament just adds a very cool extra, an extra element to your day of fishing. There's the extra adrenaline rush, there's the excitement because the money's on the line, when you hook a fish, there's just an extra buzz there, and you guys do such an affordable thing that, especially if you got two or three or four buddies that are splitting the cost, it's not much money, and then the parties that go along with it and, all the prize you give away, it's just, if you haven't done it and you're listening to the radio show and you think, I want to try that, I encourage it so much. It's such a cool extra element to what a day of fishing would be.
You bet, absolutely. Hey, Matt, congratulations on your big fish. That's a beauty, man.
Yeah, next year I'm definitely getting in on that San Diego Yellowtail tournament. I didn't know about that.
It's
be leading it. Probably,
yeah, it's September 4th and 5th, and you can check in the night before. I'm there from 6 to 10 o'clock at night. You can leave from San Diego. We do check boats for about an hour over at Shelter Island. I walk over there, those who want to leave from Shelter Island. All the weigh-ins are at Steve Pinard's place over at Dana Landing, though, on the next day. So we have two check-ins, one the night before, and then we have one from 4 to 6 a.m., at Dana Landing on Saturday, so there's a lot of opportunity to leave early for Yellowtail. So if you're just fishing Yellowtail, you can leave in the morning. If you're fishing for tuna, you can check in with me from 6 to 10 at night. It's a long kind of a check-in and kind of a hassle. But
it's right for the fishermen.
But it's right for the fishermen, and that's why I do it. Nobody wants to sit there until 10 o'clock at night checking people in, but that's what we do. And it's $50 a person. I mean, just go fishing, and then when you come back, you get fed, you get prizes, you've got a chance to win money. It's really a no-brainer. It's kind of like so that's why it grew to 45 teams last year, it was much bigger than Catalina. Because it's local and everything else, and it's inexpensive. And then if you have a Yamaha outboard, it's free for one guy on your team.
That's
so, like a Ricky, you and I wanted to fish, it's $50 to be in the tournament. To figure out who's not going to have to pay the $50.
A novel concept. You could each pay $25.
Well, but, I think that we should, I don't think we're going to use my Yamaha if Pat and I fish.
Yeah.
So
well,
I think
he should pay the $50.
Well, sure. I think that makes sense.
thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including a big block of your phone calls. We got catch reports coming up. You stay tuned. Lots of fun. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
From Mammoth Lakes, California. Come on up, the water's fine, is what the Eastern Tier is touting. And in Mammoth Lakes, it's much more than just the water. This summer, our four lakes will be stocked with almost 16,000 pounds of healthy fighting trout. From fishing and biking to hiking and horseback riding, there's a legendary story waiting for adventurers of all ages in Mammoth Lakes. Start planning your next adventure at visitmammoth.com. That's visitmammoth.com.
The fishing season started early, so now is the time to visit the best saltwater tackle store anywhere. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. With more inventory than ever before, we know the demand is going to be huge this season. So why wait? Visit us now and get your pick of the best equipment. Hey, there are already tuna, yellowtail, and marlin in local waters. So gear up now for what could be our best season ever. Take advantage of our expert staff that knows how to outfit you the right way. Come by and see us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego or saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing has been the choice of sport fishing anglers for decades with the largest fleet of long-range boats worldwide, complemented by Southern California's finest charter and open party fleet. From a half-day trip on the Dolphin to overnight trips or a long-range adventure, you can count on Fisherman's Landing to deliver the best. Check the website for all that is going on or call Fisherman's Landing at 619-221-8500. Book now at fishermanslanding.com.
Hey! The fish are biting, but they're always biting at Point Loma Seafoods. And I'm telling you what, if you've been there in there lately and seen the case of beautiful fresh fish that they have.
Well, I mean, we're at Fisherman's Landing. We eat at Point Loma Seafoods a minimum of once a week. And a lot of times it's two and three times a week.
Taking some fish home now and then, too?
It's the best. They get the best. They say it's the freshest thing in town. And it's the truth. I mean, if you look in that display case, there's always things that blow me away. Fresh grouper from Mexico. Fresh troll caught salmon. They had troll caught king salmon.
Troll caught Alaskan king salmon.
Oh, it looks so good, dude.
And then, of course, the other things, too, like their sushi guy. He's amazing.
God, unbelievable.
Yeah, unreal. And the ceviche. We talk about the ceviche. The chips. Paloma Seafood's homemade chips.
Right
there.
Now, Fisherman's Landing Tackle is all about the fried shrimp taco plate.
Whoa.
That's what, like, everybody orders every time now.
Fried
so good.
Shrimp taco. Got to try it. Point Loma Seafoods, it's the best. You want something fresh tonight? Right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma, Point Loma Seafoods.
My Angler H2O. I will scent my lure with pride. And hope my boss doesn't notice the tan. I will outmaneuver drought-exposed sunken boats and outlast the hard-fighting largemouth bass. I will save water at home for better fishing out here and always always wear my life jacket.
What's your H2O? Tell us at BoatCalifornia.com. The California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways reminds you to wear it, California.
Hey, this is Captain Paul Hebert from the Wicked Pissa. My brother Bruce and I make a living catching giant bluefin tuna. In fact, I wouldn't even go fishing with any other sunglasses than Maui Jim. Put a pair of Maui Jims on and instantly the glare is gone. The UV that can damage your eyes is gone. The ocean's true colors come shining through like never before. And with more contrast and clarity, you can see the bluefin at that critical time. Take it from me. Try a pair at your local tackle shop or check out MauiJim.com. You won't believe your eyes.
XSRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
Oh my gosh, this club is playing fantastic baseball.
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
All right, we told you we talk a little bit about Mexico and such like that. And you know, one thing I want to throw out there, if anybody in Mexico is listening, which we certainly hope we are. Think about the number of FMMs you're not getting right now and the revenues that you're not getting right now by not allowing people to fish bluefin tuna in your waters. Yeah, We're not asking for much. Two fish a day? I mean, come on.
I really? Agree. It's,
I mean,
it's,
well, okay, let's just be clear about this, though, from my standpoint and from the way I've been dealing with it in the newspaper and the news. When we get our reg squared away up here, which is going to be soon, and we'll end up with two fish, and we'll have these ridiculous fillet laws we'll have to deal with. Mexico will likely follow suit and give us the two fish, but until then, we're not going to have.
I hope so.
The moratorium will continue until we get our things settled up here, and then Ken says likely it'll adjust, and Mexico will then follow what we do,
which they certainly should.
Well, they should. I hope it does. Yeah. You know, it may not be a factor. I mean, we may end up with such good yellowfin fishing that
maybe
that we don't worry
over
about
the border
it, and everything will be over the border. But we're just definitely going to be facing some issues with the filleting laws that are going to be coming down in the U.S. side. And we'll detail all that. We've talked about that before. But,
now, we're grateful for the opportunity to fish in Mexico. There's no question about that, absolutely.
Yeah.
But I'm just trying to send a message to Mexico. It's like you're losing a lot of revenue here, guys.
Right.
The FMMs, these guys are paying $23 a piece. You're running thousands and thousands of dollars there.
And that has just become an accepted thing. I mean, I go down all the time, and we print out our visa. We pay for it. I mean, we do. You know,
absolutely.
it's just part of the trip now. You got it. You know what? Would I rather?
And that's okay.
Exactly.
You know what?
Would
it's
I rather not pay $23? Sure, but you know what? That cost to me is more than worth getting to go down and be in Mexico and fish. That great fishing, so
and
you know what?
But
no
to
problem.
Think about being a criminal in Mexico because you're catching a fish, a bluefin tuna.
There was a boat that was at the Coronados that didn't have the paperwork, the FM, and they towed it back to Ensenada.
That's the real deal.
So when I go down there, the last time I went, we were fishing the Coronados, went out there with my buddy Billy at work, and we went through the whole system, and my little 18-foot boat is just locked down with all of the all the paperwork you could imagine.
Absolutely.
I even have the 10-year temporary importation permit. It's $120. I got that down in Sonata. I mean, I am loaded to bear, and I'm still nervous when I go down there. But it's another 50-some dollars, you know, every time you go fishing in Mexico for no particular reason, you know, to get this thing. I'm not particularly happy about it, and it's definitely cut the amount of time that I fish down at the Coronados. And even down the Tijuana Flats. It's a real, you know, $50 is $50, plus the gas, plus the bait. You know, and then usually if you're having three people on the boat, you got to do all the FMM for them because I'm the captain. It's a pain. And now we've got the passport situation. So
wait a minute. Okay, so here's where I'm going to go on the defense of Mexico's side. You're going to a foreign country. You need a passport. Yeah. Come on, guys. Really? I mean,
let's take it to the let's argue this a little bit. Okay, the guy from Omaha coming out to go fish, and he's on a spur of the moment wants to go on a 3-quarter day trip. Who's bringing a passport? Okay, a guy goes stays at a hotel. Hey, calls the concierge. I want to go fishing. Hey, well, there's really good fishing.
I'll tell you, the guy who brings a passport is the guy that's going to a foreign country. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
You know,
well,
the guy can still go half-day fishing, and he can still go. The one other thing, too, that I want to say is, for everybody that is very concerned, this only applies to 12 miles within the coast. So
correct.
We're talking about
if
it now
offshore,
because it's yellowtail, and that's what's happening right this second. In another month, 90% of the trips are going to be fishing tuna, and it'll be off outside of 12 miles where that will not be an effect. But 12 miles of the coast, you have to have a passport.
Yeah.
We're all fishermen. We all go fish in Mexico. We all love fishing Yellowtail, the Coronado Islands. Get a passport. It's just something you need to have.
It's not a hard process.
It's not.
It's not an expensive process. Now, what I would suggest to our listeners that do not have a passport or that do have a passport, is when you apply for your passport, pay the extra $25 and get a passport card.
Right, absolutely.
Passport card is valid for sea or land transport into Canada or Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
It is not valid to go fly to Rancho Leonero or Palmas de Cortez.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have a passport card, it's like a driver's license. You can keep it in your wallet. You don't have to remember it or anything like that. Just keep it in your wallet. Get the passport card when you get the passport.
I've got mine on me right now. Like I said, it's a credit card size. You know, it fits in your wallet, and you always have it. And when you're going to Mexico, it's always going to be there. If it's spur of the moment, if you're out fishing, you know, whatever it may be. And it's inexpensive, and it's a good secondary ID when you need it. And it's just there's no reason not to have it.
So,
totally agree.
Fishing in territorial waters from now on, you are going to need a passport or a passport card. Period. You're not going to be able to go fishing to the Coronado Islands without one. So that's the deal.
You know, we have an advantage in San Diego is that there is a passport issuing agency in San Diego. And there's only a few of them in the country, and one of them happens to be in San Diego. So if a guy, you know, in an emergency situation, you can get a passport very quickly in San Diego going through the proper channels.
Absolutely. Yeah, indeed. But the bummer part is if somebody's going to spur of the moment, they're a visitor here in California, they can't go to the
There is no question.
But they can go offshore.
Look, Pete, there is no question that the guy coming from Pico Rivera or Long Beach or San Pedro coming down, which is where a lot of the business for San Diego landings come from.
Oh, no question, yeah.
Most of the business for San Diego landings is not from San Diego.
No.
Particularly the Long
Beach. Orange County, L.A.
But for, you know, a guy coming down with his rods and reels and wants to go on a 3-quarter day trip on the spur of the moment because the fishing's good and he doesn't have a passport, well, for a while, he's going to realize that he simply cannot. And also the captain's going to have to say, well, I got five guys that that are coming in, and they're going to say, well, we're going to the Cornells. You have a passport. And they're going to go, no. Well, guess what? You're not going on the trip.
That's it.
So definitely we're going to have to live with this as we live with all regulations, and we have to adjust, and that's just part of it. And it's Mexico, and we are this is a privilege to fish in this area, but it is a pain, and it is an expensive deal. And the days of the Coronados, you know, where 200 boats were down there, and all, those days are over.
Yep.
And so, you know, the loss of revenue. So,
but you know what? When I was a kid, Pat, we used to go to Coronado Islands and buy a dozen live lobster for $5. Darn, those days are over, too.
Yeah,
you know?
Right?
Things change. So we just have to make adjustments.
Do change. I feel bad for guys. You know, I mean, I'm willing to do it and do the FMM, but it adds some costs, and it adds some hassle and issues like that. But so far, I have not had any issues with it. And I go down to Ensenada and I take my boat down.
Yeah,
I just have to deal with the hassles of it. But
it's absolutely worth it. And you have to make that judgment yourself.
I feel bad for the three-quarter day boats and stuff.
No question.
It's also going to impact La Jolla and those kind of places. You know, when you take away an area, or you know the emphasis is going to be away from the Coronados due to this thing, boats are going to charters especially. Well, not all of our guys have passports. Okay, well we're going to go fish La Jolla, the Upper 9 Mile Bank. Those areas are now going to be impacted a little bit more, just like an MLPA would impact the more open areas now. So it's all going to be an adjustment. We all have to deal with it, but we don't have to be happy about it either.
Right.
Yeah. But we are visitors.
Yes, we are. I know. I know. You got your political
Am I happy about them cutting us off on bluefin tuna when they allow? If they didn't allow commercial fishing, okay, I get it. But they're letting commercial fishermen take 3,300 ton of bluefin tuna.
Yeah.
They should let sport fishing.
Right, yeah. But
and
I will
their
say
own
this,
sport fishing
but
people
I will say
in
this,
Ensenada.
I will say this, Pete, though. I mean, you guys, is that when was the last time you saw a boatload of Mexican fishermen on a Mexican boat come into the United States and fish? Never.
Yeah.
Never.
Yeah.
No, we would never allow it. Customs wouldn't allow it. Homeland Security wouldn't allow
it. But it's not the fishery issue. It's an immigration issue.
It is an immigration issue, and that's where we are right now. So God bless Mexico for all their issues and their problems. But they're letting us fish the areas, and let's hope it continues.
Yeah,
it's so critical to our livelihood as sport fishermen and the industry that we're in.
Absolutely.
But, boy, it's just the paperwork just seems to mount on it, and we have to deal with it.
But, again, I want to say that if you're going, like Ricky made a point, if you're going on an offshore trip outside territorial waters, which is the majority of the trips in, you don't need the FMM. Do you need the FMM when you go offshore?
No. 12 miles outside, you don't need an FMM.
You don't need the passport.
And a valid state driver's license still works. But go get it.
Yeah.
Just go get
it. Yeah, get the passport,
easy.
For heaven's sakes.
It's easy.
It's just not that big of a deal. It's just time to go get it.
You bet. All right. Enough on that. Let's jump on the phone.
You got that, man. Let's jump back into the phones. How about this time we talk to Brian, who's calling us from Thousand Oaks this morning. Hey, Brian, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi, Brian. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good,
Brian.
Good. The question I have, I'm taking the family for my son's high school graduation. We're going down to Cabo on the 8th. Through the 12th of June, and I'd like to get them out and do a little fishing. Do you guys have any suggestions of outfitters or people you know, or what would be the best way to go about that?
Well, you know, as somebody who does the tuna tournament down there every year, and I pretty much know a lot of the folks, it depends on your budget. Larry Edwards at Cortez Yacht Charters, he's an American-based, but also Cabo-based area. A legend. He's, he's great, absolutely great. Tracy Ehrenberg, Pisces Fleet.
Pisces Fleet
is fantastic. Yeah. So I hope you're writing these down. Okay. Pisces, Larry Edwards, Cortez Yacht Charters, and Red Rum are my three three that I would say, because they have a large number of boats at various price structures. And and I would definitely go down there and enjoy those, and they're really good. If you wanted to get a really good captain for the day who really knows fishing, and you're not dealing with, like, you know, kids and that kind of thing, Mike Tumbiero on his boat, Renegade Mike. And he just go to Renegade Mike and Google him, and he's down there. He's fantastic if you want to catch big fish.
What kind of boat?
He's got a 36-foot. I can't remember what it is. I fished on it. It's fully rigged, beautiful. Bertram, I believe
Hardcore.
It is. Hardcore kite, you know. I mean, he's great, absolutely great. It's not the kind of boat where you're going to be, take the kids for a half a day of fishing. You're going to go out to the Gordo. You're going to go out to the 95, the Jaime Bank, you're going to be looking for big fish and good fishing. He's fantastic. So, but all those operations are good. And then Minerva has three fantastic boats.
Oh, yeah.
Minerva Sport Fishing, I forgot her. My God, how can I forget her? Minerva's. So I hope that gives you a little bit of information. If you go to LosCabosTunaJackpot.com, LosCabosTunaJackpot.com, you can look under, there's a list on the left-hand side of the website that has all the charter companies listed down there in Cabo San Lucas, and you can use that as one of your information.
So
examples.
What if you're going down on the tuna tournament? Are there still good boats available?
I think at this point, I think we have 40 boats just pre-signed up right now, but a lot of the boats have been chartered.
Good time to sign up
now. I think Red Drum probably has two or three boats. Pisces have at least two or three, four boats. They fill up pretty quick. This year, you know, because I think we're going to have 150 boats this year because it's just the fact we're really doing very well on the sign-ups and the industry's better. I think that you're going to have to look around for some boats. But for your particular trip, June, those operations are great. Just look for whatever price you want to pay for the day.
All right. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including checking with the catch ports. We're going to find out what's biting out there. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Mark your calendar for the big event. The Longfin in Orange, Southern California's premier fishing superstore, is having a Shimano Day Saturday, June 13th. The Longfin will have Shimano, Power Pro, and G. Loomis factory representatives on hand to show you the latest rods and reels from Shimano One, the latest rods from G. Loomis, and all the new line from Power Pro. Power Pro experts will be on hand as well to teach you the best connections and talk about how to use Power Pro to improve your fishing. Inside the Longfin, there's a Shimano store within the store, and there will be special offers available from Shimano, G. Loomis, and Power Pro for this one day only. The day starts off with Pete and Rick doing the Let's Talk Hookup radio show live from the entrance of the Longfin at 7. Plus, you can win great stuff in a big raffle with lots of giveaways. Shimano Day is Saturday, June 13th, starting at 7 at the Longfin, 2730 East Chapman, just off the 55 freeway in Orange. For directions or more information, check out the website at longfin.com.
Cedros Tackle has some great news. They are expanding to offer you new adventures to complement their fully outfitted tackle shop right on Cedros Island. Cedros Tackle will now offer kayak fishing and tours. The adventure includes deluxe accommodations in Cedros Tackle's own brand new 3-bedroom, 2-bath cottage that provides all the comforts of home, yet gives each guest their own private space to rest after a long day of fishing and fun on Cedros Island. The kayak adventures include the use of fully outfitted Hobie Outback Mirage Drive kayaks, perfect for fishing, spearfishing, snorkeling, and more. Your Cedros Tackle kayak adventure includes transportation to a remote location, either by panga or truck. While you are out fishing, the crew will set up a relaxing day camp, including a barbecue lunch. Have the kayak adventure of a lifetime without the work. You just fish and enjoy. Cedros Tackle can even take care of all your equipment. So for your next trip to Cedros Island, try a kayak adventure with Omar, Jeff, and the gang at Cedros Tackle. For more information or to help plan your trip, check the website at CedrosTackle.com.
Alaska is one of the ultimate fishing destinations in the world. This is Rock Cod Rick, and every year the one trip I look forward to is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. My dad and I have been going for over 15 years, and I just can't wait to go again. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, the finest fishing charter captains in all of Sitka, and the ultimate value. Sure, I've been to others, but time and time again, nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. You can catch huge halibut like the ones we do almost every year, and salmon? Well, Sitka is famous for some of the best runs in Alaska. We also get plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. And listen to this, it's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except the tips. It's truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Come and join me on the Let's Talk Hookup trip in June, or just go when you can. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
XSRF 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
Padres are playing some kind of baseball.
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
I'm very excited to share my experience with the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 touchscreen chart plotter and sonar unit I just installed on my boat. I've been a Simrad Electronics fan for many years and always enjoyed the ease of use and incredible technology. Last year, I installed the new 4G broadband radar and could not believe the difference. So this year, I upgraded to the new NSS Evo 2, and it's amazing. With an easy-to-use tablet-style interface that's fresh but familiar, the Simrad NSS Evo 2 combines a multi-touch screen with push-to-select rotary dial for precision control and speedy response. The core of any marine electronic for me is how it marks fish, and the new NSS Evo 2 with built-in sonar hub sounder technology, including chirp and structure scan, can't be beat. Now, the true test is whether I need to pick up the manual to figure it out. And guess what? The new Simrad gear is so easy, I didn't need it. There's a lot more to the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 system I'd like to tell you, but best to just go to your local Simrad dealer and check it out. Or see simrad-yachting.com for more details. Are you as excited about spring fishing as I am? The water stayed warm all winter, which means it's shaping up to be one of the best seasons ever to get out on the water. It's also shaping up to be one of the best seasons ever to visit your Ford dealer. The all-new F-150s are starting to roll in. With over 100 new patents, it's guaranteed to be a game changer. The new Mustang also has everyone buzzing. You've got to check it out. And the new Fusion, Focus, and Escape are better than ever. Fuel efficient and loaded with technology. There's as much interest in these new Fords as there is in spring fishing. In fact, Ford was the most searched automotive brand on Google last year. And once again, it's America's best-selling brand based on 2014 calendar year sales, which makes Ford the brand more people search, buy, and buy again. There's a lot to be excited about this spring, whether you're after tuna, yellowtail, halibut, or a brand new Ford. So visit your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
This is Greg Stotespray from AFCO. For over 20 years, AFCO has been known for its traditional fishing shorts. We now will also be known for our new line of next-generation fishing and board shorts. Our new M82 tactical fishing shorts feature quick-dry, high-tech, two-way stretch fabric, zipper fly, six functional pockets plus pliers pocket, sublimated camo print, and our DWR finish so your shorts don't get stained. Also new to the AFCO line are the M25 Stingray board shorts. The Stingray board shorts feature new, quick-dry, four-way mind stretch fabric, modern zipper fly, two technical high cargo pockets with inverted zippers, silicone printed draw cords, along with our DWR finish to repel stains. Both shorts are new to the AFCO line and come in a variety of colors and sizes. These technically advanced fishing and board shorts continue AFCO's long tradition of providing the world's finest fishing and board shorts. Check them out today at Better Shops Everywhere.